Hello, this is Bert Martinez here on CNN News Radio, and this is a great episode. I'm excited to have a very special guest here on Money for Lunch. Today's special guest is Dr. Joe Vitale. He is well known from the movie The Secret. He's also the president of a Texas-based marketing firm called Hypnotic Marketing, and has written literally, bunches of books, several of them that I'm very familiar with that have become bestseller. He's a business coach, and welcome to the show, Dr. Joe.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me here.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I know that you had a very interesting background. You weren't always super successful, so tell us a little bit about your background, something that maybe isn't as well known.
Well, most people don't know that I was homeless in Dallas in the late 70s. I had no money, no car, no friends, no job, no connections, no nothing. Very traumatic, very pitiful, very sad period. And then I was in poverty for well over 10 years. So my story is basically a rags-to-riches one, because I really was literally in rags decades ago. But over the years, with persistence, with working on myself, taking action, always holding my dream and vision in front of me, and constantly writing and pursuing my goals, I've managed to get many books published. In fact, I now have 50 books published, including my most recent one, Attract Money Now. And I speak all over the world. I'm on TV. I'm in 13 different movies. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. But I definitely started with no silver spoon and a lot of dirt in my mouth and dirt in my pockets.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, something that you said that kind of caught my attention is that you were, you know, you went from being homeless to poverty. And how much of that, because there are so many people who are barely scraping by, you know, obviously there's the homeless, but there's so many Americans, so many people around the world that barely make it. Mm-hmm. How much of that is based on what they think about and what they feel?
Well, this is a very controversial thing to talk about, because it's so easy for people to play the victim role. And if you had asked me 30-some years ago when I was on the streets of Dallas, you know, was I a victim? Was it this caused because of my thoughts? I would have said, hell no, it has nothing to do with my thoughts. It has to do with the economy. It has to do with the man. It has to do with corporations. It has to do with the government. It has to do with everybody else. But I'm telling you, on the other side, now that I've achieved this level of success, I do know that it has to do with your thoughts. Yes, we are influenced by our surroundings and by the government and everybody else that's out there, but we are not victims of that. And one of the reasons I've become successful is because I pulled myself up by the bootstraps. I found out how to take action. I started to think differently. I started to take different actions. And as a direct result of that, I'm now where I'm at. And this is possible for anybody. I'm not smart. I'm not unusual. I'm not inhuman. I'm just like all the listeners.
Well, what do you say are the nuts and bolts of going to the next level? I mean, if somebody's broke now, what can they do? If they own a business they're struggling with, they've had it, again, they've been struggling for a decade, what advice would you give them to go to the next level?
Yeah, that's a big question, and I honor the question. The first thing I would tell people is you got to take a deep breath, and you got to do whatever it takes to get out of your hole right now. And if that means getting a loan, if that means getting a job, if that means borrowing something, do what it takes so that you can breathe a little bit. And as you're breathing a little bit, you're going to have to look at your own belief system. I tell people repeatedly, we live in a belief-driven universe. What you're getting in your life is a direct result of what you're believing. And I could prove this with people because, for example, most people want more money. And your listeners are saying, yeah, I want more sales, I want more clients, I want more money. That's true on the conscious, superficial level. On the unconscious level, they have beliefs about money that include money is evil. Rich people are bad. Wealthy people are corrupt. Corporations are illegal. If I have a lot of money, the taxes will take them. And so we end up with this tug of war inside of ourselves. Part of us is saying, yes, I want more clients. Yes, I want more money. Yes, I want more business. And then a deeper part of us is saying, I don't want more money. I don't want more clients. I don't want more business. That's going to mean I'm bad or corrupt or evil. And so we have to look at what are our beliefs about money, wealth, and success. Believe it or not, most people really don't want money and success. They're actually pushing it away. You got to address that to change that.
All right. So, I mean, and I think that's a great example. That is a constant tug of war. And interesting that you mentioned how wealthy people are portrayed. Typically, wealthy people, successful people are the villains.
That's how they're portrayed that way by the media, and not necessarily radio shows or TV shows, but look at some of the movies that are out there. Look at the famous movie with Michael Douglas, you know, and the Wall Street, and the idea that greed is good. They're painting this devilish picture of wealthy people, and I live in the world where the wealthy people I know are trying to do good. I have a movement to stop homelessness in this country called Operation Yes. I give money to worthy causes. I have a new book, Attract Money Now, which I allow anybody to read for free at a website we can give out later. I'm doing these things because as a wealthy person, you have the freedom to make a difference in other people's lives. Wealth does not mean evil. Wealth does not mean what the media or the movies tell you it is. Wealth is what you choose it to be. And I've often told people, if you want to make a difference in Haiti or in Africa or any place that's having problems right now, get wealthy, because money can be used to help all of these people in different places that are suffering. But you got to be okay with money. You got to attract it into your life. And then as you do, certainly take care of yourself, buy your toys, but then share it with others and make a difference in the world. Wealthy is good.
Well, and it's definitely better than anything else. You know, kind of like you... You know, I've had opportunities where I was struggling with a problem and I didn't have the money, which gives you the resources and options. And then I've had situations where those problems weren't as bad because I did have the resources and options that money allows, and it's much better.
It absolutely is. I mean, it's the old joke about I've been rich and I've been poor and rich is better. Well, it is, but on so many levels that you don't think about, because a lot of people that are struggling with money have this love-hate relationship with it. Yes, they want it, but no, they don't really want it. And you got to realize that money is neutral. Money in and of itself is paper and coin. I've been traveling a lot. I was in Russia. I was in Peru. I was in Poland. I was in Bermuda. And everybody has different money. And I go into their countries and I look at their money and it looks like Monopoly money to me.
Sure.
It looks like it's not real. To them, it's real. And when they come to our country, they look at our cash and go, well, this is just a joke. This isn't real. And the idea is money gets meaning from you. You project from your beliefs onto money, whether it's good or bad. I say money's just a tool. It's indifferent. It has no energy, no meaning on it whatsoever unless you project it onto it. I'm suggesting that you project onto it that it's a good tool that you can use to make a good difference in your life, in your business, in your community, and even in the planet.
Absolutely. And bottom line is, I think that one of the gifts you receive, or one of the benefits you receive from mastering your money, is peace and confidence. And when you look at somebody like yourself, or you look at somebody who is a successful CEO, you know, yes, he's been able to accumulate a certain amount of wealth, but you know what? You put him in other projects, and he takes that energy, that belief, that confidence to accomplish other things. Like you mentioned, Haiti. You know, getting rid of homelessness.
Yes.
These are big, huge things that do need to be accomplished. They're not going to be accomplished by somebody who is broke either financially or spiritually or mentally.
Well, you're absolutely right. You know, this all has to do with your inner level of self-confidence. And in fact, in my movement to end homelessness, I say that the very first step in helping anybody, and this is going to be true for your listeners too, is to help them with their self-esteem, their own value of themselves. Most people who are broke or homeless or in poverty, they don't feel like they're worth anything. They
Right.
feel like they've given up, that they're hopeless. And you got to find it within yourself to realize, I am worth it all. And the first person you have to believe in is yourself. And as you believe in yourself and you start to go out into the world, you'll send out a different energy that will attract better results for you. But you've got to pull yourself up first. That's where it all begins.
Absolutely. Dr. Joe Vitale, thank you very much. His free book that he's giving to our listeners, guys, passes along to your friends who weren't able to listen today, is attractmoneynow.com. Dr. Joe Vitale, super successful business coach, business guru, attractmoneynow.com. Dr. Joe Vitale, thank you so much. We hope to have you back soon.
I'll come back whenever you want me. Thanks for doing this. You're making a difference.
Great. Thank you.